You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm excited to share that Barbie 2023 hits cinemas across Aotearoa this evening. In honour of what is an exciting event for many, including myself, I spoke to several feminists to analyse what the Barbie film means for the feminist movement and why so many people are excited about it. First, I spoke to Campus Feminist Collective chairwoman Lily Chen. What does Barbie 2023 mean to you as an individual?
Barbie 2023, as an individual, makes me a very excited consumer. I've bought a lot of Barbie merch throughout the years, but not at the rate that I'm buying it right now as a financial independent spender. But for me, as a feminist, Barbie 2023 is a call to my childhood, a reclamation of nostalgia, and just repackaging femininity in a sense that I can fully embrace with the understanding of feminism that I have now.
There's been a cultural discussion around how Barbie has impacted the whole population. And do you think the popularity and excitement over such a girly, fun film shows we're moving in a positive direction in terms of misogyny in media?
I think it's reductive to fully dismiss Barbie 2023 as a girly, fun film. I think there are deeper meanings of what the film has in terms of its implications on the tens of hundreds of thousands of women and gender minorities who are flocking to the theatres to watch it on opening night. I think it, for the community of feminists, is an opportunity to reclaim what femininity once meant to them and what it means to them now.
And obviously Barbie did not always start out this way. We've come a long way in terms of Barbie's impact. How do you think the meaning of Barbie has changed over time?
For me personally, Barbie started out as a present I got for my birthday as a little girl. And it's something I always admire, her with her perfect body, her perfectly circular boobs, her slim waist, her thigh gap, everything that meets the Western standards. And I was always really jealous of her. I wish I could perform femininity to the same standards that she did. But looking at the aisles around Warehouse and Kmart and Zitra, wherever Barbie sells now, you can see there's a more diverse range of bodies and occupations and what Barbie essentially means to the target audience. And in saying that, I think the target audience has expanded from what the public generally perceives to be a bunch of five-year-old girls. It's everyone who wants to be Barbie and live up to the dreams that Barbie inspires and inspires for us to be.
And finally, what does this film mean for feminism overall and for the little girls who'll be watching this movie in the cinemas from as early as tonight?
I think this film brings feminism into the mainstream. It subverts our traditional notions of gender in terms of how masculinity is performed by Ken or how femininity is performed by Barbie. And while it may seem very binary from the immediate interpretation, there are layers to this gender performance. It's a dynamic that is along a very fast spectrum, and they don't always conform to the expectations that society has imposed upon them. So I think for me, it's a new chapter of how we understand sex and gender, sexuality, which is quite revolutionary.
I then spoke to University of Auckland Communications Professor Bridget Connor for her perspective. Does the popularity and excitement of such a girly, fun film show we're moving in a positive direction in terms of misogyny in media?
Great question. I think there is a huge amount of positive hype about this film. And you can see why, right? Like, it's based on such an iconic like toy, and I guess you could call Barbie a character in some way. It's so formative for so many people. So, yeah, I think the hype suggests that there's a kind of positive movement attached to the film. On the other hand, you could kind of say it's all just marketing, and it's like really, really smart marketing. But yeah, I think there are other positive things about this film. It's directed by a woman and written by them and their partner. So there are kind of other inputs, like on the authorship side, that suggest, you know, yeah, that there's lots of positive stuff there about the film and the conversation that we'll have about it.
Do you think this kind of signals that the meaning of Barbie has changed over time?
I think potentially it has, and the film is definitely probably trying to say that, right? Like it looks, I haven't seen it yet, but it looks from all the pre-awareness that it's going to, the storyline is going to directly speak to what it means and how the meaning of Barbie as a kind of iconic figure is changing. So I think, yeah, again, it'll be interesting to see how the storyline plays out and, what it actually looks like. Maybe we have to have another chat after it comes out to see kind of like what the storyline is and how it directly speaks to these issues.
And yes, this might be a question for after we've all had a chance to go see it in cinemas, but do you think it will challenge our understanding of Barbie? I know Greta Gerwig has done some really fantastic films in terms of like Little Women and Lady Bird, which I think is where people's ideas of the film are coming from. Or, yeah, as you have alluded to, do you think this is all just marketing?
I mean, can it be both? Maybe it's, yeah, but some of those things. I think Greta Gerwig is a very interesting filmmaker. You just mentioned her other films. She's doing really interesting things with the work, and, you know, like, there's some really interesting stuff there about, kind of women's subjecthood, perspectives, life experiences that I think Greta Gerwig is speaking to as a kind of writer and filmmaker. So at that level, if anyone can do interesting stuff with Barbie and, like, rewriting the script around, this kind of character and figure, I think it could potentially be a filmmaker like her. On the other hand, I've read some really interesting stuff about the marketing of the film. I mean, this is like an absolute boon for Mattel, who make Barbie. There's now going to be a whole new realm of marketing and selling of product and merchandise that relates to Barbie. So it works both ways, you know, right? I think it's really interesting for women's authorship and storytelling, and it's also, yeah, it's a great marketing and merchandise story. So yeah, both.
And what do you think this film means for feminism overall?
Well, again, maybe we are gonna, yeah, we're gonna see what the storyline is, and we're all gonna be checking back in maybe over a drink afterwards about what this story says about feminism. I think there are some interesting things we can see already looking at the trailer and the pre-hype. You know, there's obviously a central Barbie character played by Margot Robbie, who is what you would expect, a kind of a typical, kind of white cis gender woman at the center. But, you know, it's interesting. They're already seeing there are lots of different Barbies in the film. They're obviously speaking, or at least trying in a Hollywood kind of way to kind of speak the language of intersectionality. There are lots of different Barbies of lots of, you know, kind of different backgrounds, ethnicities, gender identities. So that might be speaking, I think, to intersectional feminism in an interesting way. Again, this is like a Hollywood version of it, so I'm not saying it's anything revolutionary, but I think it would be interesting to see, you know, once we all watch the film, what kind of feminist messages we might read from the script, the characters, you know, the overarching storyline. And again, that might then tell us something about Greta Gerwig's, you know, kind of feminist agenda. So we'll see.
And finally, Ryan Gosling, do you think his Kenergy can save 2023?
I mean, Ryan Gosling, sure, but what about Simu Liu? He's doing just as much. Like, yeah, I think the pastel outfits that Ryan has been rocking are phenomenal, but Simu's fits have also been fantastic. And yeah, I mean, the like red carpets across the board were pretty amazing and aspirational. And yeah, we don't have them anymore because of the writers and actors are all on strike. So I wanted to make sure I say union strong. We support the actors and the writers, and they are all not doing red carpets now. So we'll just have to live with the fits in our dreams.
Kia ora to that point. If you're going to be mad at the Hollywood executives for taking away our opportunity to see the last of the Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling Barbie outfits because they don't pay their actors and writers enough.
Preach.
That was Lily Chen and Bridget Connor on the feminism behind Barbie 2023.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.